The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the answer of this question. Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him?
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
And today is the first of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today, when we look at the calendar, this is the first day of the year 1445 according to Hijri calendar. So because this is the beginning of Muharram, we express our condolences to the beginning of this month, that is the month of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
On the commemoration of this great event, we have a series of programs on today's special. As usual, in this part, we'll listen to some verses of Chapter Fajr, verses 6 to 14, and then we'll learn about it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد.
Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Ad?
إرم ذات العماد.
With Iram, who had lofty pillars.
التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد.
The likes of whom had never been created in the land.
وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد.
And with Thamud, who carved out the rocks in the valley.
وفرعون ذي الأوتاد.
And with Pharaoh, owner of the stakes.
الذين طغوا في البلاد.
All of whom oppressed within the lands.
فأكثروا فيها الفساد.
And increased therein the corruption.
فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب.
So your Lord poured upon them a scourge of punishment.
إن ربك لبالمرصاد.
Indeed, your Lord is in observation.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
There is no doubt that the people of Ad were of the strongest and the most advanced people of their time, and their cities were the best. As the Quran says, there was not any city like that among other cities. There are many stories told about Shaddad and Shaddad's paradise. These stories are told by people and written in books so abundantly and frequently that his paradise and the gardens of Iram are used proverbially in the language, but they are all myth developed over time which have some roots in reality.
Hussein, 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 Mawlaya, ya Hussein.
During the month of Muharram, why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, by our gatherings? In order for every nation to be successful, it needs something to unify them and to bring them together. Without doubt, the most important cause of unity among the followers of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, which can bring millions of people together around a single pivot, is mourning for Imam al-Hussein and his devout companions. Mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam can help deliver men from tyranny, injustice, and colonial rule. Through the history, lamentations for the martyrs of Karbala have led to major and minor uprisings and revolutions, such as the revolution of Tawabin, that means the penitents, the revolution of Mukhtar, who killed several enemies of the Holy Prophet's family to avenge the tragedy of Karbala. Mukhtar Thaqafi inflicted a serious blow upon the strong Umayyad army in the wake of the event of Ashura. Dear brothers and sisters, on the beginning of the month of Muharram, we commemorate the memory of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, and his true followers.
This is year 10 or 11 of Hijra. Ashura took place in year 61. So this is almost 50 years, half a century. The Prophet is telling them of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. Not only that, when they started weeping, the Sahaba, the companions, they cried. He said, the Prophet said, أَتَبْكُونَهُ وَلَا تَنْصُرُونَهُ. You only shed your tears for him, but you are not willing to support him. I need more than tears. I need support. I want you to stand with Hussein. I want you to defend Hussein because Hussein represents Islam, true Islam. In the Islamic sources, sources that belongs to the school of companions and sources that belong to the school of Ahlul Bayt. These historic sources, historic books, books of hadith, they emphasize that the Prophet did eulogize Hussein and mentioned his martyrdom in more than 20 different locations in 20 different times. Sometimes, and this is in the Sahih, authentic books of hadith in the Sunni tradition, that the Prophet wept for him even before his birth. I haven't seen a man weeping and feeling sorry for his grandson even before the grandson is born. Why? Because Jibreel was telling the Prophet on behalf of God. He was informing the Prophet and telling him about what is happening to his grandson Hussein before his birth, before he was born. The Prophet was weeping. At the moment of his birth, when the lady brought Hussein, the baby Hussein, who was only a few minutes old, to his grandfather, the Prophet, peace be upon him, the Prophet took him, kissed him, hugged him, and then he wept. And when the lady asked, "Why you are weeping for him?" he said, "Sayuqtalu ibni hadha." This son, this little baby son, Hussein, is going to be murdered by a group of my nation who attribute themselves to me. A moment of birth is a moment of celebration. It's a moment of joy. It's a moment of happiness. It's a moment of a smile and laughter. But the Prophet was weeping and crying.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
So today, on this episode of today's special, we learn one lesson from Imam al-Hussein, enjoining good and forbidding evil. One of the main social messages of Imam al-Hussein was fighting amongst people's ignorance. With the tyrants of the time blurring the lines between right and wrong, Imam al-Hussein vowed to sacrifice his life and lives of his family and companions in order to enjoin good and forbid evil, which also shows his servitude to Islam. Indeed, he did. Following his death, there were uprisings of Ibn al-Zubayr and Mukhtar al-Thaqafi, which eventually led to collapse of the Umayyad Caliphate. This teaches us to always enjoin good and forbid evil, even if it means sacrificing our own lives for the sake of Allah.
Allah. كما في كربلاء قال الحسين لا إله مذلقا كافرين حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين.
Dear brothers and sisters, in this part we listen to a short speech regarding the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of Islamic Revolution. Many people visited Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and reproached him for his resistance. They were not bad or unimportant people. Some of them were wrong, the leading figures, but they misinterpreted the situation or were dominated by worldly frailties. However, Imam al-Hussein resisted was not dominated, and all those who followed and accompanied him were winners in the spiritual and inner fight. The mother who sent her young child to this battlefield with pride and contentment, the young person who forsook the worldly pleasures of life and devoted himself to the battlefield of fighting, the elderly individuals like Habib ibn Mazahir and Muslim ibn Osijeh, who forsook the comforts of their elderly ages and their comfortable house and tolerated difficulties, that brave commander who was an important person of the enemy's army at first, Horeb Yazid Riyahi, and abandoned his important position and enjoyed Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, they all won this spiritual inner fight. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
We were talking about bala, which means calamity, tribulation. And we're talking about that the core of Ashura is bala. And that's what the word Karbala has bala in it, meaning that it is calamity, it is tribulation, it is misfortune. The first step of Ashura was taken by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And for us to reach a very high station by reciting Ziyarat Ashura, we need to know that the first step is understanding bala. And that is the step that Imam Hussein alayhi salam took. He coped with and dealt with the bala. He was the one that had patience in such tests and tribulations. As you know, brothers and sisters, bala and misfortunes are something that actually increases in rank. When you think of one of the greatest actions that the Ahlul Bayt did, you can think of Karbala, because it is a place where Imam Hussein alayhi salam is being tested, and he's being shown that, is he going to choose Allah or is he going to choose others than Allah? So with this test of Imam Hussein, we understand that bala brings tarfi' for the Ahlul Bayt. It raises their ranks. Even though for us, many times misfortunes happen, bala happens to us because of our own actions. And this is what the Holy Quran says, that it happens because of our own hands. But for the Prophets and the Ahlul Bayt, bala happens for them because of tarfi'. They don't have sins, they don't have faults. So Allah wants to elevate them, raise their rank. True, even for us, besides our sins being forgiven, we can be elevated in rank with bala. It has this characteristic. When we think of the greatest test, for example, of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the greatest accomplishment, and what truly showed what Imam Ali was it his strike on the day of Khandaq that we can say was his greatest action? Was it that he slept in the place of the Holy Prophet in Laylatul Mabit, that he slept in his place when they were going to murder and attack the Holy Prophet, and he stayed in his place knowing that he would be attacked and murdered, but then they found out it was somebody else besides the Holy Prophet?
Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month in which Imam al-Hussein and his true followers were martyred. That was all for today's special, and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati wa mamati wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and today on the start of the morning month of Muharram, let us ponder upon a wise saying from the immortal martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Whoever uses symbolism in religious matters will always remain in confusion, deviated as he stumbles off the right path, sticking to deviation wherever he goes, straying off the right course and saying bad and worthless things.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us. And try to apply them to our daily lives. How is it possible? By means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من این قدم آخر نیست.
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step, brothers, not the last one.
هو الذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى ودين.
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists should be averse.
والذي ارسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
تلاوت قرآن با صوت خوش، با آداب که شیوه خاصی دارد، موسیقی خاصی دارد، روش خاصی دارد، اینها چیزایی لازم است.
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones.
اما این کافی نیست.
But it's not enough.
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن. دوری از قرآن. از قرآن.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. Quran. Quran.
کتاب الله. Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure.
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam regarding Imam Hussein. As you know, we have entered the month of Muharram, and here at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners and audience our condolences on this most grave and most solemn week and month of Muharram. In this beautiful hadith, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam speaks about the events that transpired when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was born. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says the following: when Hussein alayhi salam was born, Allah Most High revealed to Gabriel that a boy had been born to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Allah told him to descend to him, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to congratulate him and to tell him that indeed Ali's position with respect to you is that of Aaron's position with respect to Moses. This is a reference to a very famous hadith, which is known as Hadith Manzilat, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Anta minni bi manzilati Haruna min Musa." O Ali, your position with respect to me is the same as Aaron's position with respect to Moses, illa. The only thing is that there will be no Prophet. La nabiyya ba'di, there will be no Prophet after me. In any case, in continuation, this Imam Sajjad said that Allah said, "So name him with the name of Aaron's son." Allah told Gabriel to tell the Prophet to name the Imam Hussein with the name of the Prophet Aaron, his son. So Gabriel alayhi salam descended upon the Prophet, congratulated him on behalf of Allah, and then said, "Verily, Allah commands you to name him with the name of Aaron's son." He, meaning the Prophet Muhammad, asked, "And what is his name?" Meaning, what is the name of the Prophet Harun, the Prophet Aaron, his son? He replied, "Shubair." So the Prophet said, "But my language is Arabic." Shubair is, I guess, a Hebrew word. The Prophet asked the angel Gabriel to tell him what would be the equivalent in Arabic of the word Shubair. What would be the Arabic equivalent of the word Shubair? So the angel Gabriel said, "So name him Hussein," which is its Arabic equivalent. So this is what happened when Imam Hussein alayhi salam was born, what transpired. So in fact, the name of Imam Hussein is itself alludes to one of the virtues of the commander of the faithful. If we pay attention to it, even his name itself, it points to and alludes to and reminds people of one of the virtues and one of the distinguishing characteristics of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that is that Imam Ali alayhi salam's position with the Prophet is similar to the position of Aaron with Moses. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the birth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the words of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد عودك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and the recitation of the Quran Kareem. I'm really glad to say that we are having brothers Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, Hussein Ruhullah, and
Fawad
Haider. I really welcome you all. Welcome. How are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay. Ali Nasir,
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
And Fawad?
Fine, sir.
Fine, okay. So, brothers and sisters, we hope, inshallah, you are fine as well and healthy. Let's go and start our class by listening to the recitation of Ayah 85 of Surah An-Nisa on page 91.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا.
That was a nice recitation, the same as our previous sessions. Inshallah, a short explanation will be given. Then I will move on to the practical tajweed rules, inshallah. So, brothers and sisters, we hope you have your Quran with you on page 91 of the Quran Kareem, ayah 85 of Surah An-Nisa. So, Allah Almighty says in Surah 85, in ayah 85 of Surah An-Nisa, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها. Let me read it without tajweed once. من يشفع شفاعة حسنة. Whoever intercedes for a good cause, for a good deed, يكن له حسن نصيب منها, shall receive a share of it. وَمَنْ يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً سَيِّئَةً, and whoever intercedes for an evil cause, يَكُنْ لَهُ كِفْلٌ مِنْهَا, shall share its burden. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقِيتًا, and Allah is prepotent over all things. So, this ayah talks about an important thing, okay, that sometimes we might not be aware of this. What is it? This, sometimes there are people, okay, who come to you and maybe they for counseling, okay? They ask you to help them. They ask you to solve their problems or guide them, advise them. Okay, give them some suggestions. Okay? So, here, look, you are about to change his life. He comes to you and asks you to give him some
directions, some instructions. For example, on his field of study, for example, on his marriage, for example, whatever, okay? His job, his life, okay? Whatever, he asks you to give him some advice. Now, whatever you do, if you have two cases. Either you show him the right way, give him good instructions, okay? So he goes and gets the result. He becomes a successful person, a great personality, a very serving personality, okay, to the society, a good person, okay? So here, whatever good things he do, whatever hasanat things he do, whatever good things he do, the profit, okay, the profit, the benefits will come to you as well, will come to your account as well. You will get the hasanah as well, okay? Allah Almighty says, مَن يَشْفَعْ شَفَاعَةً حَسَنَةً. Okay? If you intercede means make the shafa'ah. Shafa'ah can have a lot of instances. Like, for example, these advices. Okay? These encouragements that you have to the people. Somebody is doing something, okay? You're saying, oh, mashallah, mashallah, do it. You're good. You can do it, okay? If that person is doing a good job, doing a good action, okay? He's acting correctly, the best way, not a guna, for example, a sin. He's not making mistakes, or he's not doing, committing guna or sin, okay? So you're encouraging him, appreciating him, okay? So if he is going to accomplish that, you'll get a share of it as well, all right? You'll get the benefit, the thawab, the reward of that as well. It will come to your account. On the other side. If someone is, for example, is about to fight, if someone is about to insult someone, if someone is about to disrespect someone, so you say, huh, come on, you're good, do it, okay? Because he did so, he disrespected you. Come on, you do the same, insult him. So here, you helped your friend do so. You guided your friend commit that sin. Then what happens? Huh?
So here, your friend gets more sin or you?
Both of you.
Like, who has more share in it?
You. Because you are the cause. Okay? You are the one who started this. So you will get, okay, the what? The share of it as well, the burden, okay? That's it. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for more. And remember that, we are explaining shortly. So this is not the full explanation, of course. You can refer to the Tafasir books.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Let's move on to the Tajweed rules. Ali Nasir, if you're ready. Ready?
Yes.
Hassan, Hussein, Fawad?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, let's move on and share some tajweed points in this ayah. Then, inshallah, we'll practice the recitation. Man yashfa'. This is the way we read without tajweed. Man yashfa'. But with tajweed, we don't have to read this way. There is a rule called idgham, which means
merging
or joining or inserting one letter to the other letter. So here, whenever the Nun Sakin or Tanween appears, sometimes it happens with other letters as well. For the merging rule, okay? For example, قُلْ رَبِّي. Here, the letter Lam is Sakin. You merge the letter Lam into the next letter, Ra. Instead of reading قُلْ رَبِّي, you read it قُلْ رَبِّي. Idgham or merging is applied in other letters as well, okay? Got it? Or for example, min rabbi. Okay? Min rabbi. Sometimes it is merged. Mir rabbi.
Does this depend on the sun letters?
No. It can happen, okay? It can happen. This is a general rule, okay? Idgham is a general rule. It can happen. Then, But like specifically with Nun Sakin and Tanween, we have. Like some other examples as well, we can have Sadat 2. Sadat 2. Look, there is a two dal. Sa, dad, this dal is Sakin. Then 2 is the letter ta. So here you ignore the second dal, you directly join the first dal to the ta. Sadat 2. Okay? Got it? Yeah. For example, nakhluqukum. Nakhluqukum. There is the qaf. After the qaf, you have kaf. Since these two letters kind of like pronounce the same, the same articulation points they have, similar letters they are, okay? You merge them. Nakhluqukum. You don't pronounce the letter qaf. You double the kaf. You merge qaf to kaf. Nakhluqukum. All right? That's it. Or min ladun, mil ladun. Emerged. So general rule for nun sakin or tanween is this, that if you have the tanween or nun sakin, right after the tanween or nun sakin, you have the letters ya, ra, mim, lam, waw, nun. You merge the nun sound or the tanween sound into that letter. Man yashfa' changes to? Huh?
May
yashfa'. May yashfa'. Shafa'atan hasana. Shafa'atan tanween, no changes happen since the letter ha is there. Hasanatan tanween, then ya. Merge it again, Hussein.
Hasanatan.
Hasana. Oh, the letter ya is there.
Hasanatay.
Hasanatay. Yakun lahu nun sakin lam. Merge it again. Yakul lahu. Hasanatay yakul lahu. Nasibun tanween plus mim, merge it again. Nasibum bum minha, nun sakin plus ha, no changes. Minha sila says
better to continue.
Mashallah. Waman yashfa, again merge it. Ali Nasir.
Waman yashfa.
Shafa'atan. Say yeah, this tanween plus sin, you hide the sound here, not merge. Yeah, you hide the sound of tanween. Hasanatan sayya. Hasanatan sayya. Since the letter is not from those six letters. Ya ra mim lam wa nun. It's another letter.
Yeah.
So it's the letter, the rest of the letters, the rule ikhfa is applied. We've mentioned them in the previous sessions in tajweed classes. Yakun lahu, again merge the sound of nun into lam. Yakul lahu, as if nun is omitted here. Kiflun minha, again idgham. Kiflun minha, minha, again no changes on nun here. Qila is the opposite to sila, tells you better to
stop,
but you still can continue. Wa kana Allahu ala kulli shay'in muqita. In tanween plus mim, again merge the sound, huh? For what?
Shay'im.
Shay'im muqita. Remember that with all these tanweens and these rules, okay, idgham merging, except for the letter ra or lam, the rest of the letters, the four other letters, you extend the sound as well. And also you produce a nasal sound. Shay'im. This nasal sound. Okay? Shay'im muqita. That's all. The word Allah is pronounced heavily since there is the fatha sound before it. And if there was a dhamma, the same it will be pronounced. But if there is a kasra, it will be pronounced lightly. Allah. This way. Allah, 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 Allah. Two different ways. So, ready to practice after me the recitation?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, practice please. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكون له نصيب منها
من يشفع شفاعة حسنة يكن له نصيب منها
ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها
ومن يشفع شفاعة سيئة يكن له كفل منها
وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا
وكان الله على كل شيء مقيتا
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum. Allah bless you, inshallah, brothers and sisters. Thank you so much for being with us and listening to IRIB English Radio. That's it from us for today, inshallah. In the next session, we'll be talking about Ayah 86 of Surah An-Nisa. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Thank you so much. Thanks to brothers here, Fawad Hassan Hussein Ali Nasser. And thanks to IRIB English Radio, Sevilla International Schools Network. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See you. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين. زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة العاشوراء So stay with us
ولعن الله ابن مرجان ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing about this part of زيارة العاشوراء ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة ولعن الله ابن مرجانة ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرة
May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. May Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Umayyah altogether. May Allah distance from His mercy the product of Marjana. And may Allah distance from His mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. And may Allah distance from His mercy Shimr. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. And may Allah distance from His mercy the community that laid the saddles of their horses, their reins, and took off to combat with you. In the previous years, brothers and sisters, we have explained up to this part, وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرًا. Shimr ibn Dhil Jawshan is reported to have severed the blessed head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the plains of Karbala in order to attain reward from Yazid. History tells us that in the beginning he fought in the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in the Battle of Siffin. But later he got deviated. He united with the renegades, with Khawarij. Since then, he always had hatred against the progeny of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and that's why he did such horrible action. His father was said to be Aus ibn Awar, who received his armor from Khusro of Persia, and after wearing it, acquired the name Dhil Jawshan. So that's why Shimr was called Shimr, the son of Dhil Jawshan, the possessor of the armor. He was among the Arab polytheists of Hijaz who did not accept the message of the Holy Prophet ﷺ till the victory of Mecca. We read in history books that on the day of Ashura, Shimr was heavily intoxicated with the love of the world. When Umar ibn Sa'd asked his soldiers to behead Imam Hussein ﷺ, it is narrated that none was able to do it save Shimr. So he announced himself as the one who is ready to do this.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear listeners, historical records tell us that Umar ibn Sa'd shouted, "Who will bring for me his head so he would have what he would relish?" Shimr said, O Amir. Umar ibn Sa'd said, hurry up and you will have the greatest reward. Thereupon, Shimr approached Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was in this state of unconsciousness. He drew near to him, sat on his chest, feeling the weight on him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam looked up at him and said, woe be unto you. Who are you? For indeed, you have ascended an exalted peak. Shimr said, it is me, it is Shimr. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, woe be unto you, who am I? He said, You are Hussein ibn Ali, the son of Fatima al-Zahra, and your grandfather is Muhammad, the chosen one. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, if you know that this is my lineage and root, then why are you killing me? Shimr said, if I don't kill you, then who will take the reward from Yazid? Who will take the reward from Umar ibn Sa'd? Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, which one is more lovable to you? Reward from Yazid or the intercession of my grandfather, the apostle of the Almighty Allah? Shimr said, only one portion, only a small point of the reward is more lovable to me than you and your grandfather. Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, if you insist on killing me, then at least give me a sip of water. And Shimr said, never by Allah. You will not taste a drop of water till you taste death in the state of continual agony. Imam Hussein said, woe be unto you. Unveil for me your face and stomach. Shimr, in this part, unveils his face and stomach, and he appears spotted and leprous, resembling dogs and pigs. And Imam Hussein says, my grandfather was right in what he said. Shimr, astonished, says, what did your grandfather say? Imam Hussein says, addressing my father, he said, O Ali, a leprous and spotted person who most resembles dogs and pigs will kill this son of yours. This made Shimr furious, and he said, you liken me with dogs and pigs? By Allah, I will slaughter you from the back of your neck. So he turned Imam Hussein alayhi salam's face, and he did what he did. So that's why we said that this Shimr was intoxicated with the love of the world. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.